Good morning, everybody. There's lots of things happening this week, most of which are listed on our notice sheet. Copies are available in the meeting room. However, there are a few extras. Revive have contacted me to say that their November prayer meeting takes place this Monday at 10 a.m. and they're doing carol singing in Revive on Tuesday the 13th of December and Thursday the 22nd of December, both at 11 a.m. So if you want to go and join in singing some carols, you'd be more than welcome. If anybody has any greenery, please could they bring it to church for next Saturday morning at 9:30 so we can get our church decorated ready for Christmas. The Christmas card is available in the meeting room for people to add their own personal messages. And finally, I've got a big thank you to say to somebody sitting up there who's going to start glaring at me any second. But Amy has been working really, really hard over the last few weeks. She works hard all year round. But the last few weeks, she's been really, really busy. So not only has she entered our Christmas tree into the Christmas Tree Festival at St Giles and made all the decorations on the tree with the help from her mum, I think. So single-handedly. She keeps our social media feed up and running all the time and keeps our website updated, so she's constantly scribbling around. She's responsible for every single poster that is produced for this church and changing them around and getting them done. She's also done some lovely invites for Christmas services, which are available at the front for you to take for your neighbours. She has decorated the front window, which at the front of the church for Christmas. She's on the property committee and has been instrumental in lots of that. So I just wanted you to know how hard that young lady works. She's always up there doing Zoom and sound every Sunday without fail. But on Wednesday night, she has entered us into the Desborough Advent windows. Some of you who are on Facebook may be aware of this. Around the town, various houses decorate their windows ready for Advent, and every night certain windows become revealed and they run up to Christmas. And it's our night on Wednesday, 6 o'clock, 6:30. So at 6:30 on Wednesday, Desborough Baptist Church's Advent window is going to be revealed. And I'm right in thinking there's going to be some refreshments served. Refreshments will be served, and it would be great to see as many of you as possible to come and be part of our church community, entering into Desborough community as our window is revealed. So thank you, Amy. I know you'll have hated every minute of that, but I just wanted everybody to know how brilliant you are. Thank you.
Just a quick reminder, the envelopes for next year for the collections, anybody that has their name on the list and wants envelopes, they are out in the meeting room, ready for you to pick up.
Thank you.
There's a queue of us rowing up here. So I just want to give you a very quick update on our warm space that you've all invested in prayers, in tithing, in all sorts of ways. The numbers have doubled. We've got a consistent group of people using the space. We've got lots of involvement from the community. People are talking and sharing and stopping outside and having hot chocolates. So, again, I'm thanking Amy because Amy's done loads of our IT stuff, all sorts of stuff to get us running, and so is James. So I'm really, really thankful for that hard work that she does. And also, if you'd like to join us, if you're volunteering and you feel it laid on your heart and you want to be part of it, we're in the back room for just a 15-minute quick update after church, but also if you want to put your name down for next year. So come and see me, come and find me. If you can't find me today, email me or call me. All right, take care.
Well, good morning. Good to be here, isn't it? Even though it's not the warmest of buildings this morning, we're struggling a bit with trying to get this heating sorted. Sure we'll get there. It has been on since the early hours, so we're going to be trying some different things, I think, to try and get this sorted. So this morning, it's all about joy. So I'm hoping this morning that you can rejoice with us, even though it's not the warmest. We're going to start the morning with lighting our Advent wreath, and we're on to three candles this week, and the third candle of Advent, joy. So, guys, come up. I'm not quite sure how this is going to go, but we'll see. Okay, so if you light three of the outside candles, that'd be fantastic. Good news of great joy to all the people. That's what the angels told the shepherds. And obviously we know that they went to see the baby. And when they went back to their flocks, they went back glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. Let's just have a quick prayer and then we'll sing a couple of songs. Lord of all creation, you have power and might over heaven and earth. You speak a word and mountains move. You whisper and the sea obeys. You turn darkness into light and transform broken things into beauty. Lord, help me to see the wonder of your creation, to find the joy amidst the trials. For in you, I can indeed rejoice and be glad. No matter what the world brings, I can find joy in you. Help me, like the shepherds on the hillside, to celebrate with joy and gladness this Christmas. For in you, all things are made new. Amen. Right, let's stand and let's sing our first song this morning. How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God?
How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? All will see how great. The splendor of the King is clothed in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice. Let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice. Trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? And all will see how great. How great is our God? And age to age he stands. Beginning and the end, Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me. sing the song of gladness. I praise to the fountains of delight. Lord of history, you're the way, the truth, the light, star of the morning, glorious in holiness. You're the risen one, heaven's champion, and you reign over all. I long to be where the praise is never ending, yet to dwell where the glory never fades, where countless worshippers that share one song and cries unworthy will honor the Lamb. Beautiful Savior, wonderful You're the way, the truth, the light, star of the morning, glories in holiness. You're the risen one, heaven's champion, and you reign, beautiful Savior, wonderful counselor, clothed in majesty, Lord of history. You're the way, the truth, the light, star of the morning, glorious in holiness. You're the risen one, heaven's champion, and you reign over all.
Take your seats. We're just going to spend a couple of minutes now just in prayer. So let's just come together as we pray together. Lord, prepare us for your Advent coming. In our prayers today, we try to come to you, sure that you will come the rest of the way. Lord, prepare us for your coming in the church. Clean out the unnecessary clutter of our church life, the piles of dead habits, the cupboards full of prejudice, the cobwebs of compromise, and the sad rotors of forgotten dreams. Open our church to the free flow of your refreshing spirit. Give to this church a new vision and hope. We want to belong to you again. Lord, prepare us for your coming in the world. Come, drive away despair from our politics. Revive our dreams of justice. Restore our passion for what is good, right, and true. Establish your just and gentle rule where peace has been powerless and violent people have had their day. Set a flame to the fuse of justice where arrogant people have defied the moral order year after year. Guard well the new springtime of hope, where peace has come like a gift, wrapped in reconciliation and gladness. Lord, prepare us for your coming in our community, in the problems of our locality. Help us never to forget the supremacy of love. May love motivate our care for this neighbourhood. May love heal the social ills which drag us into despair. May love inspire our citizenship to rise above mediocrity. We name in our minds the problems locally of which we are aware, and pray that love, gracious and practical, will find a way. Lord, prepare us for your coming in those in need. Give us eyes to search the face of the stranger, and there to see the face of the Saviour. Give us sensitivity to hear the doubt and hesitation, and there, with that person, to share the confusion and futility. There are those we know who are ill now, struggling this morning to handle the pain. Let us pray for them, for you come to us in them, and you ask for our love. We give that now, and we name them and love them in our hearts. What we have promised in love and prayer, let us never forget to do. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Advent, Lord, come ever nearer. Come to rejuvenate our faith. Come to fortify our social conscience. Come to open wide our eyes of wonder, so that when the Saviour comes, he may steal into our hearts and find them ready. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. I thought I'd just do things slightly differently this morning. Our first reading this morning comes from Luke chapter 2. And it's verses 26 to 41 if you want to follow along. But I thought I would share this Bible passage with you in video this morning. So, just watch.
Mary's presupposed quiet life would be spent in useful service to her family and community. How could Mary have known about the life that lay ahead of her?
Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel,
"But how can this be, since I know not a man?"
And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said,
"Behold the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word."
And the angel departed from her.
Why Mary?
She was a virgin who honored Scripture and obeyed the will of her father. She was a clean vessel to provide God's only Son, a home from which he would emerge to redeem the world. Mary's heart was in the right place, and her focus was on God's will. She knew God's strength makes all things possible, and his love makes any burden a joy to bear.
This morning, it's all about joy. And we're going to sing our first carol of the year, I think. Because we haven't sung any carols yet, I don't think, in church yet on a Sunday. So we're going to sing, no surprise, Joy to the World. Let's stand together and sing this wonderful carol. And I'm going to just share a few thoughts from that passage and a couple of others. Thanks, Brian. Please take your seats. I'm just going to read a couple of verses which actually follow on from the video. And they say this from Luke chapter 2. Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary, God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honoured that the mother of my Lord should visit me? When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. You're blessed because you believe that the Lord would do what he said. Mary responded, Oh, how my soul praises the Lord. How my spirit rejoices in God, my Saviour. For he took notice of this lowly servant girl. And from now on, all generations will call me blessed. Well, here we are. The third week of Advent. Can you believe it? No. Another week closer to Christmas. And if you've watched much TV over the last few weeks, you'll undoubtedly have noticed the adverts. Christmas this and Christmas that. Buy this or buy that. Your life will not be fulfilled unless you purchase this latest thing. And oh my, those perfume ads. There seems to be one or even two every time there's a break. Sparkly ladies or topless men with rippling muscles in exotic locations or a famous face, all trying to tell you that this particular scent is the must-have for this year. Oh, and how much better you are going to feel when you've sprayed or splashed some on. And I dare not think the amount of people who will then go online and order a bottle or two without having the faintest idea of how it actually smells. According to Hamleys and other toy retailers, do you know what you need to put at the top of your present list this year? Any ideas? The thing that's going to bring you the most joy this Christmas. Well, I'm going to show you what it is. Here it comes. It is the Play-Doh Kitchen Creations Ultimate Ice Cream Truck Playset. Ooh. Yes. Mr. Whippy as you've never had it before. In Play-Doh. How exciting, huh? You all want one, I can tell. Or maybe, for some of you older children, my son included, maybe this would be more up your street. The Lego Ferrari Daytona SP3. And you'd do that even more when you knew the price. Yes. Well over £300, that is. Ouch. So, put that on the top of your list? Yeah, maybe. Cracking, huh? And while all these things may undoubtedly bring pleasure for a while, I can't help wondering if there will be a lasting joy by having the latest this or that. I wonder how many of us know that putting Jesus at the top of your Christmas list will bring a joy that lasts. Do you know that? And not just last for today or for Christmas, but all the year round. And this isn't a new thing. Peter captured this in one of his letters. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. You see, something happens when we find and when we think on Jesus. And it's been happening to millions of people for over 2,000 years. There's an old hymn written over 100 years ago that maybe I should have chosen this morning. And it says this: I have found his grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. How many know that? I knew Sheila would. Oh, okay. I have found the pleasure I once craved. It is joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing. I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. I have found that hope so bright and clear, living in the realm of grace. Oh, the Saviour's presence is so near. I can see his smiling face. I have found the joy no tongue can tell how its waves of glory roll. It is like a great or flowing well springing up within my soul. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. Hallelujah. The writer, Barney Warren, had found that joy unspeakable and full of glory. Jesus had made that difference in his life. This morning, I ask you, do you have that joy? And it's not just about putting a smile on your face. Have you found Jesus? And it's a joy that comes from deep within. It's unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. So I want to quickly look at three people in the birth of Jesus narrative in Luke that certainly found a joy that they simply could not contain. And the first is Mary. And we got a sense of her joy from the passage we read earlier. Oh, how my soul praises the Lord. How my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he took notice of this lowly servant girl. And from now on all generations will call me blessed. Mary couldn't help herself. She praised God. Why? Because God took notice of her and met with her in a very personal way. As she talked with Elizabeth, she just had to share her story. And you know, the God that I know is not too busy to notice you too. The Jesus that I love is not so far away to pass you by. He notices every detail about you. He knew you before you were even born. And the wonder is that just as we can have a deep joy that is unspeakable and inexpressible as we dwell in Jesus, he has a deep joy for us too. Zephaniah talks about the Lord taking great delight in his people and rejoicing over them with singing. Mary went on to sing, "For the Mighty One is holy, and he has done great things for me." How many of us this morning know that God wants to do great things for us? And indeed, I guess many of us can also testify of that fact. We too can sing with Mary that God indeed does great things. His love for us will go on for eternity, never changing and never failing. And you know, that thought alone should give us cause for celebration. So this Advent, remember that God notices you. God notices me. We are known by him. We see a little further on in Luke, a second song of praise. Someone else touched directly by God, who just couldn't keep quiet. Remember Zechariah, who was struck dumb when he didn't believe the angel Gabriel's message about him having a son? What happened when he was able to speak again? He began praising God. "Praise the Lord," he said, "the God of Israel, because he has visited and redeemed his people. He has sent us a mighty Saviour from the royal line of his servant David, just as he promised through his holy prophets long ago." Zechariah remembers the promises of old, the Old Testament prophets who spoke God's word to the people of their time and also alluded to the final fulfillment of the Abrahamic covenant in the birth of Jesus. Isaiah writes, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end." You see, this morning, God does not just notice you, he also keeps his promises. Something else we can rejoice over, hallelujah. It's good to know, isn't it, that God not only knows us, but he keeps his promises. The third song is found in the middle of Luke chapter 2, where Mary and Joseph take the baby Jesus to the temple, the dedication ceremony. Do you remember? Simeon was there. He took the child in his arms and he praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace as you have promised. I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nations, and he is the glory of your people Israel. And I guess if the song had been around, I am sure he would have rocked that baby while singing. He is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. Just you wait, he told Mary. This special baby will cause many to fall and many others to rise. He has been sent from God and would be opposed by many. The Spirit revealing through Simeon a little of what the future held. And of course, God promised Simeon that he would see the Messiah, and so ensured that he was in the right place at the right time. And you know, God has a habit of ensuring that you and me are in the right place at the right time. Do you know that? Take this morning. Do you think this morning you're here by accident? I think not. Have you ever thought that God might want to meet with you here this morning? Or that you might have something to share with him and those around you? I wonder how our worship might change if we really, really came expecting God to show up. If we stepped into this space knowing that we were going to have a living encounter with Jesus. So many times over the years, you know, I have just turned up. You know what I mean? You know, just attended a service and sang a few songs. Listened to a sermon. Exchanged pleasantries with a few people. And then gone home. Did I have a personal life encounter with the living God? No. He turned up. And I didn't. Realizing that you and I are here this morning because God wants to meet with us would be a good place to start, don't you think? We are here as a gathered body of God's people to have fellowship primarily with him and secondly one with another. Simply, if you leave this morning exactly the same spiritually as when you arrived, it isn't because God didn't turn up. He was here waiting for you to arrive. He says, "Hello again, Nick. I'm so glad you came today. I've been waiting for you." This morning, you and I are in the right place at the right time to encounter the living God afresh. When Jesus described himself as the vine, with us being the branches, he says that he said all these things so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be what? Complete. We're not complete until we give ourselves wholly to God who gives us his joy. The God of hope filling us with all joy and peace. Simeon then sees God's salvation for humanity, right before his very eyes. He's literally holding it in his hands. As he cradles the baby in his arms and is stirred by the Holy Spirit, he cannot help but praise as the true meaning of this new birth is revealed to him. Jesus, the light of the world. And I trust this morning that as you look towards and as you look forward to the birth of Christ, you too have had that realization of Jesus being your own personal Savior. That moment when Jesus became real to you. The conviction that only in Jesus could you be made right before God. God brings joy, peace, and hope to all who turn towards him and call him their Savior and Lord. A baby born to the commonest of people. Not in a palace, but in an animal enclosure with straw for a bed. But what a baby. So, these three songs, they all had one thing in common. They were all delivered under the Holy Spirit's influence. Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit as she talked with Mary. Zechariah, filled with the Spirit as he prophesied. And Simeon, led by the Spirit into the temple. So let's allow the Holy Spirit to lead us as we move ever closer to the celebration of the birth of our Saviour. And of course, praises were lifted up by the multitude of angels who visited the shepherds on the hillside. What a party that must have been to behold. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. And as we think in a moment about coming round the communion table, we're going to celebrate with the shepherds as they travel to Bethlehem to see the thing that happened as told them by the angel.
As the shepherds left the stable that night, as the Bible tells us, they told everyone in their path of the things that had happened to them. Their lives would never again be the same. The sky would never seem so dark. They would know that just as they kept watch over their sheep by night, someone far greater was keeping watch over them.
Great to know, isn't it? Someone keeps watch over us. And we're going to share together this simple meal. And I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to ask those that are serving to join me. And we will just share together and remember what Jesus has done for us. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you for the joy of Christmas. The time we can celebrate your coming into the world to save humanity from a lost eternity. It truly is joy unspeakable and full of glory. And as we now gather together and share in this simple meal, thank you so much for the sacrifice you made on our behalf. Broken body and shed blood. Bearing my sin and dying in my place. And as we rejoice at your birth, we know that our hope is only found in you. King Jesus, wonderful counselor. Mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. If I could ask the service just to join me, that'd be great. Let's remind ourselves of the words that Paul wrote from 1 Corinthians. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And we're going to share the bread together and eat individually and remember the things that Christ has done for us on the cross of Calvary. in the same manner. He also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." We're going to take the cup and we're going to retain it and hold on to it until all are served. And then we're going to share together as one. Let's drink together and remember. Joy unspeakable, full of glory, or the half has never yet been told. We're going to finish this morning by singing another carol. And it's "Once in Royal David's City Stood a Lowly Cattle Shed." Let's stand and sing together.
Thank you.
God of hope, who brought love into this world, be the love that dwells between us. God of hope, who brought peace into this world, be the peace that dwells between us. God of hope, who brought joy into this world, be the joy that dwells between us. God of hope, the rock we stand upon, be the centre, the focus of our lives always, and particularly this Advent time. Amen.